I'd like to recognize Sandra. Please stand up for all your service. They all know why. They all know. Ken Jones, let's give him a huge hand too. Holly. And those two people will surely be missed, only in the sense of the executive committee, but they'll be back to visit, and we're really thankful for that. One person that's going to be taking over for the media at this point for Ken's job will be Jim Mars. You can stand up, Jim. We'll give him a hand. Thank you. And we can clap for long distance for Nadine. Nadine, she's in Chelsea, Massachusetts. But it's a global world, so we can just communicate through email. Okay. Mark wanted me to say in the back, some of you already visited Mark Knowles. And if you want to tonight, you can certainly renew for your 2013 membership, which is always just staying the same. And as John McEnall always said, we're cheap, but we're proud. So there you go. So see Mark in the back. One thing we did is a roundtable executive committee last night, even though we are a 501c3, and we are carrying a good amount of money over into 2013, we did decide to donate to seven different organizations, and they are the White Oak Museum, the Bristow Station Battlefield, the Central Virginia Battlefield Trust, the Civil War Trust, the Stafford Civil War, I guess the group I call them.
Friends of Stafford Civil War Sites.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. The Cedar Creek Battlefield. And last but not least, the Stuart Mosby Museum in beautiful Centerville, Virginia. Yeah. So that's it. In that ballpark, yes. At this time, I also wanted to make an announcement. We had a guy fly in all the way from Washington. He's from the Puget Sound Civil War Roundtable, and boy, his arms are tired. Now that's but Mike Movius, please stand up. Welcome. And I'm supposed to call John DePew up and stand out of the way for our legendary as he's here. You ready, John? Okay. All right.
No other candidates or motions for candidates have come from the floor or the membership. Therefore, I would ask that the membership elect by acclamation our four officers. Mark Trbovich is running for re-election. Where's our vice president? Is he here? There he is. Rob Orison's running for vice president.
Stand up, Rob.
John Pearson, our former vice president, is now running for secretary. Mm-hmm. And our treasurer for life. to elect and re-elect these folks.
Motion to elect the slate.
Any opposition?
Second.
All in favor of these guys being our next officers, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Going into the fourth year here should be a really interesting 2013. And Gettysburg. Really looking for Gettysburg. That's going to be one of our big tours this year, so we're really working on that, so stay tuned for that. Also, I wanted to say, as John Pierce has taken over for secretary, let's give a big hand for Dale Machino back there, who's been our secretary for that. And I'm just clapping and clapping tonight. It's just a festive night. So let's have all the executive committee members stand up and be recognized that serve in 2012. Okay, we're moving into the area now just for people to speak. I have a Karen Lindane. There she is. You have the floor, my friend.
Thank you very much.
You can come up here.
Appreciate it.
Speak in the mic if you like.
Where is it?
It's right there.
They don't make them as big as they used to.
Whoa. I'm Karen Lindane, and I'm the Director of Activities for the Woodlands Retirement Community in Fairfax. My job is to plan events. I do in-house events and also outings. And as such, I'm going to ask any of you and all of you, if you'd like to help me out in 2013, the owner of the community and I chatted this morning, and I am able to offer you an honorarium. And it's a beautiful community, and I just would love to have you come and speak to my residents. A lot of them are really into the 1860s, and one of my residents, as a matter of fact, has a full-size painting of Robert E. in her apartment, and when she invited me up to her apartment, when I first got there, I looked at him, and I was kind of in, I can't believe. And she said, well, aren't you going to salute him? So that's the crew that I have. And they put up with me, and I love them dearly. So if you're interested in helping me again, it's like maybe a 20, 30-minute presentation. And just be aware that they are very alert. It's an independent living community, and they're really on top of their game. Okay? I have my calling card here. I do not have my business card, but my calling card is here if you'd like to contact me, or you can ask my brother Jim. Thank you very much.
It's Camp Washington.
Camp Washington, Fairfax. Okay.
29 and 50.
Okay, our new elected vice president would like to speak, Mr. Orison.
Anyone go down to Fredericksburg today? I know some of y'all did. Me and my buddy Dan went down. They had some really good tours down there today, in-time tours. I think the Prospect Hill tour had about 500 people on it. So surprised we actually made it back in time for the meeting. But good tours. Only one thing from Prince William. On the back table, you will see a brochure. We're doing a Bristow Station Symposium next year on September 14th and 15th in Manassas. If you open up the brochure, you'll see a few guys that you may recognize. John Pearson speaking, Mike Block will be speaking, and some other historians will be speaking about different aspects of the campaign. One day is all speakers, with lunch included. The second day is an all-day bus tour. It's $75, but for roundtable members, it's $60. So when you guys call the number on the back and register, just let them know that that you're a roundtable member, and you'll be charged $60, not the $75. So they're back in the back of the room. All right? Thanks.
Thank you. That's the scheduled speakers for tonight. I always open it up to the floor. If anybody does have an announcement, please. Anybody have an announcement, please rise. Yes, sir. You have the floor.
John Carter of the George Mosby Museum. Thank you for the...
Oh, you're quite welcome.
We want more. we're looking for people who can contribute. If it could be financial, that's great. Also looking for people who want to volunteer. We're open pretty much on weekends and Mondays. If you want to volunteer some time, even to fill in, it'll have to be every Saturday and Sunday for you people to fill in around the regulars of us who are there most of the time. Also, if you have Civil War artifacts that you would consider displaying, well, does it have to be forever? It could be a couple of months. We have a very secure facility. We'd be glad to do that. Now, no cannons. Absolutely no cannons. We're too small for that. Anything like, you know, rifles, pistols, articles of clothing. We do focus more on cavalry, but we have a little bit of everything. But we're still growing. We're looking for people who would like to be part of the organization and contribute.
Very good. Thank you, Jim. Thank you. We're that's something that we're going to really try to cultivate as we go along in our partnership. Heck, we're in the same city together. Why not? You know. So.
We're downtown.
Hey, we're the suburbs. Right. Right. Okay. Anyone else? I'll take my glasses off and go into the new. Just talking about our speaker tonight. He's sitting on that back table right now. He's been speaking here many years. He was last spoke here in 2010. Don has been a student of the American Civil War almost all his life. He's walked all the battlefields. I think he walked a battlefield at Fredericksburg all this week, and he might have been walking there today. So he's written many books. All those books are on the back table, and he'll be talking about his book of Meade's Breakthrough at Fredericksburg here tonight. He hails from Fremont, Ohio, is descendant. He has ancestors who served in Ohio and New York infantry units during the Civil War. And he comes from the home of a Civil War general and president, Rutherford B. Hayes. He received his bachelor's degree from Penn State and commenced a teaching career for 30 years. So he's just like a professor. Let's give a big hand for Don Osweiler.
Mic'd up.
Figure out a way to put that. To put that
Let's
on.
Put this on here. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay.